I hope that went all right, guys. We've only practiced for about 10 minutes, but we've all got something to praise God for. Okay. The title of this message is Let This Mind Be In You. And I'm going to go to Philippians chapter 2, verses 4 through 8. It says, look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. He didn't think about himself. He thought about us. Who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of men. We're all servants one to another, Brother Mike. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. And I've got some more scriptures I'm going to read. I'm going to let you guys sit down. But we have to be obedient and love one another. This world lacks a lot of love. But the church, Pastor, doesn't lack love. That's where love is at. God is love. And if we have God in us, we love others. And we are serving a God today that we have to keep that focus in our lives every day. If somebody crosses our path, we still have to remember that we're here to love them. If we're part of Christ, we're here to love them. We're not here to criticize them or accuse them, but we're here to pray for them, because there's a lot of people out there in the world that don't have anybody to pray for them. And that's what God put us all here for. He has a work for us to do here. He put us here to be a light unto others. And if you have the mind of Christ, that's what Christ did. He went from place to place to place. He healed people. He lifted people up. That's what he wanted to, that's what he was here to do. And we are his children. And that is what we are here to do. We're not here to look for ourselves and what we want. We can have our needs, Brother Mike, but we're not here to figure out what we want. What we want should be that other people will be saved, that other people will make it to heaven, Sister Kristen. That's what we are looking for. And I had a little introduction on here. As we begin a new year, we need to forget about past mistakes and shortcomings. We serve a God who is faithful and just to forgive us if we ask. All we have to do is ask. He's just waiting on us to hear from us. He's always right there. We just have to ask him. And sometimes people don't take the time to tell God how much they love him and ask him for the things that they need. And you know, I've grown a lot since I've been here, because we get to spiritual disciplines. I've already read my Bible through twice, and I'm started on number 3. But you know, the more word we can get, the better we're going to be. That's how we help each other and those out there that don't even know the word, is to have the word written on the tables of our heart, because out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. If we have it written on our heart, we can speak it to other people. And we have to let the mind of Christ be in us. We have to be like him. That's what he wants his children to do, is be like him. We have to focus on a higher spiritual life and have a relationship with God. We're striving to make it home. If we lose out, Brother Mike here, we haven't lost everything. You always hear that if you lose it, you lose everything. No, you haven't lost everything, but you've lost all the good. And God is what is good. And he's just there waiting to see what we're going to do. That we have a choice. Every day we have a choice. Do we want to serve the Lord or don't we want to serve the Lord? And we make our own choices. And when we make a mistake, we pick ourselves up and we go on. Because God is right there. He's just waiting to see what we're going to do. Pick ourselves up or turn around and turn back. And I didn't know I was going this way, guys, but there's nothing to turn back to. If you turn back, you're just missing out on all the good. Because God has brought us all together for a reason. He has put us together to be able to serve the Lord, Brother Ken, and make heaven our home. We need to work with each other to try to help each other make heaven their home. We don't need to criticize or ridicule or nothing. We just need to work with each other so that we can make heaven our home. And I've still got a couple more verses. I'm not gonna skip. I'm gonna go to it. It's Philippians chapter 3. And verse, I think it's 13 and 14. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. Forget about the past. Forget about your mistakes. Forget about your shortcomings. Start today to make it better. And take each day and make it a little better. And if you make a mistake, God will forgive you. And we learn from our mistakes, saints. We learn from our mistakes. So nobody's perfect to where we're not going to make a mistake, Brother Mike. But we learn from our mistakes. So we have to forget those things which are behind and reach forth unto those things which are before. And what is before us right now is to work for the Lord and try to get more people saved. Work for the Lord and keep ourselves lined up with what God wants us to do. We can't forget about ourselves, saints. We have to remember ourselves too. But if we can remember, Brother Jason, ourselves, our light will shine. God will shine through us. And when people look at us, they're going to see a difference. And they're going to say, well, that's different than what I used to see. They're going to know a difference. So we forget those things which are behind us. And we press on to those things that are before us. It says, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. The prize is to make it to heaven, saints. And that's what we're all striving for, is to be able to make it to heaven. That's what matters, you know. But I have to say, it's not the only thing that matters. We have to get other people that want to go with us. We have to keep helping those around us. Family, friends, whoever we meet, it don't even have to be anybody you know. If you see somebody out on the street and they're in trouble, you help them. You're there to offer them a kind word. Come to church and we'll see what God might do for you. You know, that's how we witness to people, is just to be there sometimes. And we don't even have to say anything. People will say, well, that's sure different than a lot of my friends, and I don't even know that person, but they're there to help. And that's the way it has to be. And in Galatians 5 and 22, and I think I've got it marked, it's the fruits of the Spirit, and I'm going to read those real quick. because we need the fruits of the Spirit. It's chapter 5 in Galatians and verse, I think it's 22. And that says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace. Don't you like to be able to talk to somebody and give them some encouraging words and maybe give them a little bit of peace? And long-suffering. And sometimes that's hard, isn't it, Sister Kristen? But we just have to keep on trying, because when you think about it, wasn't Christ long-suffering with us? We've always made mistakes, but he was always there. He watched us make the same mistakes over and over. But he always forgave us, Sister Serena. He was long-suffering. And if we want to be like Christ, we have to be long-suffering. Gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such, there is no law. That's just what we need to do, saints. And we're serving a great and mighty God that has never let us down. And our focus needs to be not only not to let him down, but don't let those around you down either. Keep a focus. Let this mind be in you. When you see somebody that has a need, try to help. If you see somebody that needs a church, try to bring them. Whatever the need is, if it's something that we can do, we have to have the mind of Christ. And Christ was always helping somebody. He was always there for somebody. And, you know, I thought about it today when Lazarus, Judas betrayed Christ. He still stuck by him, clear to the end. And sometimes we have somebody that does us wrong or hurts us or whatever, and we don't want no more to do with them. We're like, no. But that's not the way it should be, Brother Mike. We should be trying to be like Christ. And I know it's all part of being human, but we have to try to remember to let this mind be in you. If we can have the mind of Christ and be more like Christ, we can do a lot more work for him. And he's our Father, saints. We want to be like him. All of you have kids, and your kids want to be like you and want to do like you. Well, our Father wants us to be like him and be kind and loving and just be helpful to everybody. You know, sometimes we think about, maybe that person didn't do right or whatever. But you know what? That's all up to God. God will do the separating, not us. We're supposed to be there for everybody, no matter what. So if I can leave anything with you today, let this mind be in you, in each and every one of us, to help somebody along the way, to give them a kind word, to give them whatever they need. And I know there's natural needs, but there's also spiritual needs. Almost everybody that you meet, you don't know if they go to church, if they know God or what. How many phone calls do you get that say, pray for somebody? They can't pray for themselves, Sister Bree. They need somebody to pray for them. So if we can share God with people, they can learn to pray and they can learn to help others like somebody taught us, because somebody taught us at some point. We didn't know either. So we have to share all that with people that we meet. We have to have the mind of Christ to be able to do that. We have to keep a focus on that, to just work for him no matter what. There's nothing any better than working for the Lord and serving the Lord. If there's nothing out there that's any better than that. Because our goal is to make heaven our home, and that's the only way we're going to make heaven our home, is to keep working for God and bringing people in. So I hope you got something out of this. Just remember, let this mind be in you, the mind of Christ. God bless you.